secret of the sunshine. Good day every day.
That's the Good Day program. You can have a good day every day with us. The Doug Steffen crew includes Roberta and Heather. Jennifer!
Usins.
Where is Jennifer?
So you and
where is
all
Jennifer?
Can.
She's right here. Where is
if you are ready for the summer games,
I am.
The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com encompasses the history of the modern Olympics. The official Olympic song. Actually, Michael, why don't you play... this is by the English band Muse.
I love Muse.
Do you? Why?
I do. I like a lot of British alternative bands.
There was something, though, about one of the members of the group that became public this past year. Why do I remember that? I remember somebody saying, well, where did this person come from? And then we discovered it was the band Muse. But I don't know why. Anyway, so the song is Survival. That is the lead up to it. Summer Games. That's the wrong audio, but that's
the wrong
good
one.
Good try, Michael.
It's cute, though. Hi, Congressman. All right,
let's see if we can do a little better than that.
Hi, Congressman.
Really?
Hi, Congressman.
All right, so anyway, maybe the point is that you go listen to it and watch it. It's kind of cool to see some of these feats, and that's what I enjoy.
Some
about
of these feats?
Yeah, the feet.
What feet? Whose feet?
I'll show you my feet.
I need a pedicure.
Yeah, well. I don't. Mine are pretty. They're purple right now.
Later on in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis will be visiting with us with
toes are purple too.
Recipes. He's probably got the gout.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, I got the gout. When people say it like that, it sounds so mean.
What, the
got
gout?
The gout.
Got the gout. All right, so let's see. Roberta did her Beyond Good Day contribution yesterday first. Jennifer, it seems to me it's been a while since you went first. Or I think you did Monday, didn't you? Were you first up on Monday?
Who was on first?
All right.
I was like the only one around
on
Monday.
Second?
Heather was here, yes.
Heather, yeah. All right, so in as long as we've done a lot of things by alphabetical order today, let's do this by alphabetical order as well. Jennifer, you would be first then under that circumstance.
Alphabetical?
Alphabetically.
Who's
you would
alphabet? Doesn't H come before A?
Who's alphabet are we
alphabetically,
going
except after C.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Michael has the music now. From the Olympics.
That's Olympic music?
Yeah, huh. It's Olympic music. It's motivating
Lemon
music.
Style.
Motivating music?
Sounds like Glee.
Motivating music.
Yeah. Synchronized
sounds like Glee, right?
From Glee?
That's what it sounds like.
Really? So what did we? Did you find out about the controversy about the guy from?
No,
Muse?
I didn't see any controversy. I was looking for that, but no, I didn't see anything. I do love the band.
This
though.
Is
they're
boring great. As all get out. Can we like go back to? What are we doing? Did we?
This
get
is
the
a long intro, isn't it?
I've decided I've recreated the Doug. This is Doug World, and so I've recreated the alphabet. Where in my alphabet, J comes before H.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
You like that? You're going to accept that, are you?
Sure, why not?
Well,
let's switch it up.
Okay, here we are. Jennifer with Beyond Good Days' story for today. All right, Jennifer.
All right, so this one's kind of it's not the most uplifting. You know, I always like to find something kind of funny, but I think it's a serious question that we should kind of chime in on.
Okay.
And that is in Aurora, Colorado, where the shooting occurred. The theater where everyone was killed is now, they're trying to make the decision, do they open again or not? Because they could open it as early as today, according to the police department.
Mm.
But the question is, will and should they open it? Should they expect their employees to return? Do you think it needs to be a memorial, or do you think it needs to be a symbol that, hey, you can't shut us down? So I just kind of wanted to see what you guys were thinking. Because I don't know. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it, I think, until today. Heather, what do you think?
My instinct is that, yes, it needs to reopen. They need to show that this will not shut us down kind of thing and take some of the power away from it. But I'm feeling like there should be some type of memorialization, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Memorialization of the event? I think we do too much of that.
I mean, nothing grand. I'm thinking just like something very simple stated, you know, and keep it moving. Move on. But I think definitely they should open. They should show, take a stand for it. You know, things like this, not encourage people, you know, for their fame and whatever and that they can affect. thing.
See, that's what I think. I think you almost have to reopen it so that people don't win.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the Cinemark, the CEO, his name's Tim Warner, he flew in from Texas to Colorado, and he met with everybody. He does want them to open at some point, but he's not making them make any decisions about when anytime soon. He's letting them have their time to heal, go through whatever therapy they need to go to, make any staffing changes, because how many people do you think are going to quit after this? I mean, can you even go back to work there?
And I think it's too soon. I mean, a lot of the people haven't even been properly buried yet. There are still people recuperating in the hospitals.
How do you improperly bury somebody?
3 feet under? I don't know.
They don't complain,
right.
That's for sure.
But you get what I'm saying. I mean, I think there needs to be a lot of resolution first before they could really reopen.
Grief.
One of the employees of the theater actually started a Facebook group, and this idea I think might be maybe the best one. He started a Facebook group encouraging the corporation to actually shut down the theater where it is, but reopen it somewhere else in town or maybe in a different city nearby. What do you think about that one?
Well, and there's a business here, but also this, we are over memorializing all kinds of things, and they become trivial. The real, for example, the Vietnam War Memorial. There are so many other memorials to other events. The meaning of it has been watered down. As a Vietnam era person, I think more attention ought to be paid to that group of men and women because they were so discounted during the war, during the event. I think we, you know, we've become extraordinarily trivial. It's the same mindset that the sticker on the back of the car, I'm the proud mother of an honor roll student at Pofusky Junior High School. Hey, who cares? And under the circumstances, it doesn't mean anything. So a really good student or a really good job that your son or daughter does gets lost in this mediocrity that's around us. And I think memorializing this sort of thing is bad for any number of reasons, including the fact that there are too many memorials
stuff. Like, I'm talking like a small plaque outside of the theater. Something simple. Not a big ceremony.
Why?
Not a big...
Why? What does that do? How does that help the people whose families are dead?
To your point, Doug, one of the victims actually went on that employee's Facebook page and said, I totally disagree. I don't think we should close it. He said, I went through it. I watched people die. But if they want to open this theater, let them. If we don't go back, it's telling James Holmes he won.
Right. And he needs to not win. The only thing he needs to win is a seat in the electric chair. That's what he needs to win. Other than that, or a needle in his arm.
No, I think it's. I think they should just let him loose in the prison population.
Well, that'll happen, too. He won't last long. Like the Monsignor who got convicted this week in Philadelphia. There was a trial that ended, and there was he was sentenced to 20 years or something for manipulating the information about priests who were pedophiles, hiding, covering up for them.
Ooh, yeah, wouldn't want to be him in jail.
Exactly, because the last guy, the pedophile priest that went to Walpole State Prison 3 or 4 years ago in Massachusetts lasted 3 months. Gonzo. And they're just fine. Nobody knows, you know, nobody. It's just,
what happened? I don't know.
Yeah, right. Oh, geez, he slipped on that piece of glass.
I thought Bubba was looking the other way after him.
Yeah. And the guards are looking the other way.
They're all looking in the other direction.
That stuff is all planned. They know exactly what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. And, in fact, the guards help in those circumstances. You know, you can see it.
In many.
All right, anyway. So, good food for thought, Jennifer. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Chef Louie, as I said at the bottom of the hour, up next in alphabetical order, Roberta. All right, it's 16 after and good day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform. Until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
All right, let's see where we are now. Roberta, your turn to enthrall us with that brilliant mind of yours and how you think. How Roberta has existed this long, the way she thinks is beyond... Well,
that's why. When the apocalypse comes, that's it. I'm going to survive. Nobody else will.
I'll be
you and the roaches.
No. Me and the roaches in New York. Now, they say if anybody ever dropped an... If you dropped an atom bomb on New York, the only things that would survive would be the roaches and Cher.
Yeah. Perfect.
And speaking of New York, you know, we all have kids. A lot of us. You have kids, right, Heather?
I do.
Doug has kids. I have kids. Do you think your
Jennifer
kids are
spoiled?
Jennifer
has a couple. She just doesn't want to tell me.
She has cats. She has cats. Do you think your kids are spoiled? Doug?
Now? Mm-hmm. No. Younger? Spoiled might not be it. I don't think it's spoiled. I don't think it was entitled. I think that there were moments when we first got divorced that
you were overcompensating,
right. Mm-hmm, yeah, I think that lasted 3 or 4 years, and mm-hmm. then it settled out. When Tony and I settled out, that settled out, mm-hmm. and the children would tell you today that they were the beneficiaries of two parents who loved them. They knocked around and they went through the same trauma and stuff, and you know, didn't have enough money for lunch and all the things that other kids mm-hmm. should at one point mm-hmm. in time or another when they go to school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you, Heather?
No, I don't think my kids are spoiled. As a matter, it's really funny. I had some company over for dinner last night, and I was putting my daughter, who's 2 and a half, to bed, and I kiss her and tuck her in and everything, and I'm exiting her room, and she said, "I love you," and I said, "I love you too," and she said, "Thanks for dinner."
Aww.
And it just touched me so much. But no, I don't think they're spoiled. I don't think they're spoiled.
I don't think my kids are spoiled either, and that's really, it depends on your definition of spoiled. Does spoiled mean giving them everything they want? Or, you know, some people say, well, if you take them on trips and stuff, they're spoiled. Well, no, it's giving them opportunity. I think that's different from spoiling them. But they've done a survey of the cities that spoil their kids the most. And I think that they based it more on...
Who are they?
It's actually a website called Bundle.com. And it was picked up quite a bit, and depends a lot on that they were saying.
What
you
is
know,
the definition? Yeah.
What the definition? I think they're basing it on how much parents spend on their children, okay. Which could define spoiled, because you know, I want that toy, mommy. Well, you go and you buy it for them. Well, I want that latest dress, and you go and you buy it for them. If you figure that the cost of raising a child over 17 years, the median in the U.S. Get this, $235,000 is what it costs to raise a child. And that's only figuring, they're only figuring about $40,000 for child care and education. You know, add a college education on top mm-hmm. of that, you could easily approach $500,000. But in the survey of which cities spoil their kids the most, the one place that comes in more than double, almost 2.5 times what the average is in the U.S.?
I would say New York.
New York City. Manhattan yep. in particular. Manhattan.
The schools and stuff. It's ridiculous how
it's
much
it's expensive. Yeah.
Very expensive.
And you have to have designer stuff.
And then after that, Brooklyn, followed by Miami and Minneapolis and Tulsa.
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 The least spoiled, Madison, Wisconsin, St. Paul, Minnesota.
21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Olympic theme in the background, and the next voice you'll hear will be Roberta Fasanelli's. She has
Heather Bachman.
Oh, it is Heather. That's right too. You did your story already.
But you can call me Roberta.
Are you okay today?
Like.
What are you working on?
We're switching our names.
Distracted.
I am working on something else. That's,
I knew it.
That's true.
I'll be Heather, the chick across the desk from me.
Yeah, she's just across from me. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm actually, truth be told, I'm sending a letter to the editor of the newspaper.
With that corn picture?
Well, no, actually what I'm going to do, no, that wasn't the local newspaper, that was somebody else. But they have, I've generally been very happy and been pleased and thankful for the coverage that they've given the farm. But they so have screwed up the message and the information this week that it cries. And this is what you have to do. Anybody who's involved, most people will tell you the same thing about any news coverage, whether it's the New York Times, the Metro West Daily News, whatever it is. When you involve yourself and you think, okay, you read it, and this isn't the conversation I had with that reporter. So if you think you're unique, talk to somebody else who's been interviewed. Or talk to another person who's had a story written about them, and it's pretty much always the same. That isn't what I said. So you got to, again, wonder, we go back to that discussion we have frequently here about truth versus fact, and how things, one's truth is not necessarily another person's truth, but how do you even expect to have a shot at finding out what the truth is or the facts are when reporting, Roberta, you're a reporter.
Right.
So the reporting today is just atrocious, horrible.
It's
across
horrible.
The board, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's like Fox News. We distort, you decide.
Yeah, well, it's not just them. They all just distort. All right, meanwhile, Heather, you had something to say.
I did, didn't I?
Sure.
Right? Actually, well, I was jumping on, you know, it's the Olympic opening. I'm jumping on it. And so I found some interesting things about the Olympics. As we know, they're in London this year. Their opening ceremony is today. There will be 26 sports featured in over 302 events. And there's about 4 billion people worldwide that will be interested in watching this. And of these events, we have trampolining. I did not know this. Did you, Doug?
No, I did not know there was trampolining.
So they jump baseball.
We have trampolining.
But they have trampolining.
And they do chess.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have trampolining. It's about, you know, how high you can jump and what tricks you can do and whatnot. We have archery. I can see that.
What about limbo?
Not yet, but we can maybe petition for it next time. And archery actually has been there since the second games. It's been there since like 1900, so it's longstanding. And what they do is actually a little known fact is it started here in the United States, archery. Which I would have thought like England or something, but it was actually here. And the first time, it was actually 1904 that it debuted in the Olympics. And there were only competitors here in the United States. And now it's comprised of three different people from each country competing. So that was kind of interesting to me. And then water polo is one that people don't talk as much about, and it's not as popular here. Exactly. Like
I have another one, Marco Polo.
Marco.
Exactly. Today's Friday. We only got another half hour to go here.
Mm-hmm. And then we have two more wonderful sports that don't get enough coverage. Badminton.
Badminton.
Badminton is an Olympic sport. The people are apparently going crazy over badminton. Yes,
and they just say, well, what are you playing? Badminton.
Yes, that was introduced
in 19... Badminton, too, isn't it? It's not badminton.
It is minton.
M-I-N.
There is an N in there. Yeah. Exactly right. That was introduced in 1985. Indonesia and Malaysia have been dominating in that sport in present day. And then, of course, we have tug-of-war.
Tug of war. They have women's tug of war.
You know what? Interestingly enough, this is the.
Dougie.
There's more women this year than ever. It's almost equal.
I want to watch the women do that.
46% women in the Olympics this year.
Perfect. All right, that I'll watch.
If it's a mud, it's a good time.
Or Jello. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Ooh-ha. All right. So these are the events that shape the Olympics.
I think the up and coming ones, trampolining and tug of war, I think they're going to be the big ones this year. That's what I'm going to tune in to watch. And I don't know if I have
time. Those would probably be on, they put those on A&E at midnight.
Or later.
Right? Isn't that what they do with them? I mean, how many networks does NBC have that are covering this?
That's a good question.
Multiple, probably 12 networks. Probably all of their networks that they own.
All doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear.
All right, it's 33 after the hour now. The Doug Stafford Good Day program now with Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is here to help us with garden herbs and recipes, cooking for fun. I have a little quickie quiz, 2020 food quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready,
are you,
yeah.
You and the dog pound? What is all that racket in the background? Sounds like the...
That's called a bloodhound.
Oh, is that what I thought? Bloodhound. Dog pound, yeah.
They're hunting, yeah, right now.
Is it your dog?
Yes, my bloodhound.
All right, okay.
Being naughty.
What a horrible name for a dog. A
I know, that's gross. Yeah. Like, yeah, a vampire.
Yeah.
It's really not a bloodhound. What they call is blooded hounds.
That's even worse.
Their lineage had to be so... strict about it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Let's move on from there. Would you like, this is a way for us to get engaged in sort of a fun way. Would you like to have an opportunity to do a little verbal stimulation? Verbal, this is word games.
Always.
All right, you ready, Louis?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, Ben, yeah, you sound really ready.
Well, originally, I learned these things. I could never be quick enough with these.
Well, we asked the audience, actually, to answer this question. 800-510-8255. Let's see if in the next 5 minutes you can figure out the Latin word for sausage. The Latin word for sausage. It's a term for what disease? Tuberculosis, diphtheria,
ooh,
botulism, or diabetes?
Ooh.
The term, the Latin word for sausage is the term for a disease. Is it tuberculosis? Is it diphtheria? Is it botulism? Or is it diabetes? 800-510-8255. I will not tell you whether you're right or wrong, but you can all take a guess, starting with Louis.
Wow. You really want me to take a guess?
I want you to take a guess. I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong. Just take a guess.
Tuberculosis.
All right. Louis says... tuberculosis. What do you say, Jennifer?
I'm going to say I'm going to have a nice smoking hot diphtheria.
Diphtheria is Jennifer.
Man, you took mine.
Heather?
You can have it.
The other two choices are diabetes or botulism.
I'll go with botulism.
Botulism, all right.
That's a good one.
And Roberta had to go. All right, so that takes care of everybody. Louis, Jennifer, and Heather. So now it's your turn. 800-510-8255. What do you think The Latin word for sausage is...
Get your red hot diphtheria.
It's a term for which disease? Tuberculosis, diphtheria, botulism, or diabetes? Yum, yum, yum. Which one is it? Right? 800-510-8255. So, Louis,
yes.
The garden here is really wonderful this year, and we are wide open with all kinds of great things. One of the questions that comes up frequently is about preserving or freezing things from the garden, whether it be herbs, whether it be the veggies, whatever it is. So do you have a way for people to preserve the best, the really the essence of their summer garden so that we can have them all year long?
Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, when it comes to herbs, the best way to preserve them is to dry them. You know, that's probably the safest way and the best way. You know, just like with rosemary or basil. You know,
can you dry mint, Louis?
Oh yeah.
Because I'm into a mint kick, but I don't know if you can dry it. So you can.
Yeah, what you do is just nip, you know, snip the little, you know, your little limbs of it off, you know, the little pieces. Tie them together and hang it upside down.
Okay.
Hang it upside down, someplace that's a nice constant as far as temperature and humidity. I use the attic to dry my stuff out because it's really hot up there in Florida. And just let it go. Let it dry itself out for 2-3 weeks. When you're done, chop it up, put it in a nice little plastic container or a glass jar, and you've got it for the rest of the year. When it comes to vegetables, you know, a lot of people can vegetables and they can a lot of things. But, you know, unless you're really a pro at it and you don't know the, you know, and you know exactly what the acidity rates are for different vegetables, what's going to can well, what's not, it's probably best to parboil, like if you got a lot of zucchini or corn, parboil it, put it in an airtight bag, you know, like one of those flavor lock bags that you can suck the air out of, and freeze it. And that's your safest way of doing it. Because, you know, when you can, you know, you're not using coal to stop the bacteria. You know, you're using, you know, an airtight container that may or may not lock good. You might not have enough acidity in it so that it preserves itself well. And not everybody's great at canning. So freezing is probably the best and safest way.
Hey, Lou, going back to freezing herbs, I was just told recently to take some herbs, like take some basil and throw some olive oil in, blend it up like in a little Cuisinart, and then freeze it. What about doing something like that?
In an ice cube tray, I've heard.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can do it in an ice cube tray. The thing you got to be careful of is that most of the herbs are 80 to 90% liquid, you know, than water. They're all water-based with fiber.
Right, like, it's like lettuce and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it gets mushy, and it'll get bad on you. You know, it's best to snip it and dry it a little bit before you even try something like that. You know, and what happens with olive oil is, you know, the olive oil will lock in everything, including the liquid and including any bacteria that might be on it.
Okay, thank you.
So do you do it differently for different kinds of produce, or is it pretty much all the same no matter what?
Well, it's pretty much the same, Doug. You blanch it. You know, give it a good quick parboil. Put it in the bag. Let it cool first, though. You know, a lot of people put stuff in a plastic bag that they're going to freeze. And they put it in there right away and stick it in the freezer. What happens is you got that condensation coming off the hot vegetable, and you end up with water inside your bag. And, you know, ice crystals form, and you get a freezer burn with a terrible taste. So it's best to take it out, let it cool properly, then bag it, flavor lock it, and then freeze it.
Super. All right. There you are. Word to the wise, or wisdom from Louis. Mark is in Roseburg, Oregon. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
So the originating Latin word for sausage is either tuberculosis, diphtheria, botulism, or diabetes. Which one do you think it is?
I think botulism.
Why?
It sounds a lot more Latin, like the word botul. Or a root plant right there. You know.
Smart.
Hmm. What does botu mean in Latin, one would wonder?
I haven't got a clue.
No. You just take, you're using a little judgment, giving
yeah,
it
I
your...
Am.
Yeah, okay. Oh, and then it makes it's good sense, common sense, and correct. Botulism is
good
the Latin
job.
Word for
Yay.
Sausage.
We
That's
wow.
the connection. You were, yeah, Super. Heather was right, and you were right, Mark. So.
Get your red hot botulism.
Hey, how are, do you have a garden, Mark?
I do have a garden.
What kind of things are in your garden?
Oh, corn, beans, peppers, tomatoes.
And how's it doing? You've had a lot of rain this year, right?
No.
Haven't you? I thought you did have a lot of rain in Oregon.
Well,
this year,
not this summer.
Really?
It's cloudy now, but I just got done watering it.
You did. Are you watering from a well or the public source?
A public source.
Mm-hmm. Do they frown on that there?
No, but we pay through the nose for it.
Yeah, great. Congratulations.
All,
that's a,
all the water in this state, we pay through the nose for it. Yeah. Yeah.
Drill a well. Over the long term, it'll be much cheaper for you to drill a well. That's
yeah.
What I'm gonna do. Yep. All right, I'm not going to give you the money for a well, but we'll give you a swell prize. Hold on just a second. Appreciate the call. 800-510-8255. Always the way to be in touch. Or you can email to Jennifer or Heather or Doug at DougStephan.com. You can send an email to Phil and probably won't get to him, but you can send it anyway. Help yourself. Phil is interested in spending some time talking about meal planning. He has broken down some of the things that are important for you to keep in mind if you're planning meals for your family. And it's not always the same. And I think this is the underscore here. We'll talk about it in a moment. But your children need food, different amounts of food, different number of calories. So how do you plan around this? Do you think about this or not? Louie's going to get you to think about it in a moment. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
Attention, women. Finally, there is an anti-wrinkle cream that works instantly, and you're invited to try it risk-free. Youthful Gold is the answer to wrinkles that you've been waiting for. No matter how deep your lines are, Youthful Gold will fade your wrinkles from view in just minutes. This miracle cream combines real 24-karat gold with new anti-aging particles. Watch in amazement as Youthful Gold works on deep forehead wrinkles, crow's feet, laugh lines, under-eye creases. Wherever your wrinkles are, Youthful Gold will help you look years younger instantly. And today, you can try it risk-free. When you call now, you'll get a tube of Youthful Gold to instantly reduce the look of your wrinkles. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll double your supply. That's two tubes of Youthful Gold. But hurry, this offer won't last. Just call 1-800-417-1351. That's 1-800-417-1351. Call 1-800-417-1351.
800-510-8255. Chef Louis DeAngelis with all of us here as we try to make your life better. One of the things to consider as you are planning your meal, no matter what meal it is, hopefully. I guess we start with that, Louis. How many people do you really think actually plan their meals for their family anymore, given the era of fast food? Everybody goes to the, well, not everybody, but too many people go out for a fast bite, and it's all what fills you up, not how it fills you up.
Yeah, I hate to think of it, Doug, but I believe that more people than not do not plan their meals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got mom and dad both working. They hit the house by 4:30, 5 o'clock, whatever time it is, and they just don't feel like making dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and meal planning is so important because that's how you save money. And that's how you give, especially with children, they need more calories than adults. They need energizing calories. Now they're growing, they have growth spurts, and at the same time they should be more active, which is a whole nother problem with their inactivity and why a lot of kids are turning to obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scary. And,
right.
And when you look at meal planning, you know, the in-between meals is what's really killing kids right now, and it's hurting them.
So then what would you, if we wanted something practical and factual, meal planning for children? Do you serve children a different meal than you eat yourself? How do you figure out a way for the children to get the right amount of caloric consumption with really good food, as opposed to adults who don't need the same amount, so they need to cut off some of the calories?
Well, you know, it's funny you say it that way, Doug, because it's, you know, as long as the plate, and this is the way I've always done it, you know, as long as your plate has a small amount of the protein, which is a meat, you know, something the size of your hand, and give them as much vegetables as you want. I like that, three different veggies on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Do it by color. But let me let you in on something that's really crazy. The Journal of Preventive Medicine, a couple of doctors did a research just recently, and they came up with, you know how we always talk about, you know, for adults, if we were to drop 100 calories a day for a year, you'll lose 10 to 15 solid weight loss pounds, and it won't come back. All right, and that means that somebody that has a normal amount of the same amount of calories every day, if you drink three beers at night, take one beer away. That's all. At the end of the year, you're going to lose 10 to 15 pounds. With kids, it's even easier. All they have to do is drop 64 calories a day. And what's amazing, what people don't realize, is what that translates to. Now, I broke it down to the most ridiculous figures. But, you know, a child has two slices of pepperoni pizza. There's about seven slices of pepperoni on that, on the two pieces. That's 70 calories right there.
Wow.
If they were to drop that, okay? Chicken McNuggets. It's great. I mean, at the end of the, you know, they pick their children up from school and they stop and pick up a package of chicken McNuggets. 1.5 McNuggets is 71 calories.
Wow.
So if they're used to eating 6 McNuggets, you eat four, you know, 4.5, 5 of them, that 5.5 McNuggets. Drop the 1.5 McNuggets. It's not that it's a big deal. Okay, 71 calories every day will bring a child back to his normal weight in a year or so. And, you know, if he's not morbidly obese, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of the coin is it teaches them volume eating. What's the correct volume? It's something that you keep saying, you know, trying to get somebody on a diet is terrible because, you know, a diet will last 2 days, 2 weeks, and you get tired of it. It's so restrictive. Instead, learn the right volume of what you're eating. You know, after school, kids love to have an Oreo cookie and a glass of milk. They put it on TV. They make kids want it. One cookie less is 80 calories. One cookie. So if they're used to eating a half a dozen cookies after school with a glass of milk, just eat five cookies. That one cookie every day, 80 calories every day at the end of the year, will lose 10, 15 pounds and still grow stronger. And I can't tell you enough, a glass of soda, 53 calories. It just takes one item to change your life every day and replace it with, okay, after school, go ahead and slice up some sweet potatoes, you know, with a potato peeler, they're nice and thin, and put them on a baking sheet, get it with a little salt, maybe some cinnamon, which will help regulate your sugar anyway, and make sweet potato chips. Let them eat them. It's less calories, you're giving them fiber, and you're saving them from that 80 calories that's going to put them over the edge and keep them obese. I have another, Heather posted another recipe for a celery dip for carrots and celery. Yeah, you're talking a medium-sized carrot is anywhere from 5 to 12 calories. You slice it up and you make a nice dip with yogurt and a little honey and some fresh fruit. And you're saving them calories. You're teaching them how to eat right, and you're changing their volume. You're teaching them a volume eating system that's going to help them.
All right, Chef Louis' recipes are always posted on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com, right under the Good Day Team logo, next to Dr. Ken's Daily Dose, above our Twitter feed and the Facebook stuff that we are following. So if you want to get the benefit of all these things, Louis is very smart when it comes to this sort of thing. And this material today, as with most of the stuff that we put up there, I'm not sure we always hit a home run, but I think what we do is relate practical things that you can use. And I have not ever, this is the first time in my life, Louis, I've ever thought about this way, thinking about the amount of, you know, whatever I would eat with the children or whenever I was a child eating with my parents. I just looked around and everybody seemed to have the same amount of food. And that's not intelligent because you, at different stages of your life, need different amounts of food and quality. Thank you. Chef Louis DeAngelis, check him out at DougStephan.com.
summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Wild weather across a wide stretch of the country. Weather that contrasts with a lingering drought. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. When we say wild weather, we are referring to a clash of fronts that produced weather like this. Severe thunderstorms, dangerous lightning, damaging winds, torrential downpours. A line of storms stretching from Ohio to Oklahoma, and it all moved to the northeast late yesterday. At least one person died in Pennsylvania, a tree crushing a woman in her car as she looked for shelter at a campsite. The National Weather Service also checking into possible tornadoes that touched down in Brookville, Pennsylvania, and Elmira, New York. There was an apparent lightning strike that damaged a church in Brooklyn, New York City, and left one man with serious injuries. This woman saw what happened.
I saw that the scaffolding was coming down. I realized there was a man walking under the scaffolding at that moment. I wasn't sure what hit him, but the next thing I saw, he hit the ground.
That man remains hospitalized. Hundreds of thousands of customers from Ohio to New York City left without power. This resident of New Milford, Connecticut, said the storm was intense, but moved through his neighborhood quickly.
Well, I was ready for whatever, you know, power, no power. It's always better to have power.
No doubt about that. Hundreds of flights canceled at airports between Washington, D.C. and Boston, affecting travel across the country and overseas as well. As a stark contrast to the torrential downpours and damaging winds, we have the ongoing drought, with the latest Drought Monitor report painting a bleak picture. The Monitor updates information each week, and it is now saying 90% of the topsoil across the Midwest is short or very short on moisture. The severe drought has created many problems for the Midwest, with barges across the Mississippi River forced to lighten their loads out of concern about getting stuck. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
On Wall Street, some major gains for the market. The Dow up 212 points yesterday to 12,888. S&P with a 22-point gain. NASDAQ rose 39. Oil prices also up 42 cents a barrel, finishing at $89.39. If you are addicted to tweeting, we are talking about Twitter. For a couple of hours yesterday, you must have felt like Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway, completely isolated, because for about 2 hours yesterday, millions of people worldwide found they could not tweet. Twitter was dead, at least temporarily, suffering its second widespread outage in the last 5 weeks. Twitter's vice president of engineering said the problem was nothing more than an infrastructural double whammy, whatever that is. Twitter claims 140 million active users, sending 400 million tweets each and every day. All right, it's time to take a trip to your local airport.
Ladies and gentlemen, if your flight is delayed, we invite you to relax and catch an infectious disease. In other words, if you walked into our terminal in good health, you certainly won't leave that way. Thank you.
That may be overstating the case, but there is a new report out from MIT ranking America's 40 largest airports in order of how likely they are to spread infectious diseases. Kennedy Airport, New York City, number one. LAX, Los Angeles, number two. Honolulu International Airport is third on a list you don't want to be on. And finally, the 2012 Olympic Games in London have finally arrived. The opening ceremony later today that officially kicks off 17 days of competition through August 12th. Athletes from more than 200 nations competing in 302 events spanning 38 different sports. Of course, so many storylines have yet to be written, but here's one worth mentioning now. We have a 29-year-old competitor from Malaysia who's making history at these games no matter what happens. Noor Suryani Mohammad Taibbi will become the first Olympian ever to compete while pregnant, and she's very pregnant, 8 months along. She's representing her country in shooting, a sport that can quite obviously be affected by a kicking baby. I wouldn't stand too close. Best of luck to all the athletes, and yes, let the games begin. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.